Hello. Today I'm talking to Pushpa Gregory. She is the Chief Technology Officer for the Arizona Medical Board, and we're talking IT projects and managing of those IT projects, and we'll get into the conversation here. But is there any current IT projects that you guys are working on right now that you guys have in the hopper?
Yeah, definitely. We are in the process of moving to our new version 7 for GL Suites for our licensing and enforcement system. The second project is we've just recently started working on creating dashboards for our decision makers. So that has been, well, and it's been requested a lot. So, and I think we've made small modules and small projects for that, and we've seen a lot of good feedback from our board members, from our leadership at the agency. So that's one of the projects we want to expand on and create more dashboards for the decision makers.
So when you talk about dashboards, you're talking about like work queue, how do you assign
Yeah,
work?
financial dashboards in,
Gotcha.
that's been one of the, I think, well appreciated, and there was a lot of need for it too, for our leadership at the agency. So this is dashboards for decision makers. That's where we are focusing on at this time. We do hope to expand it further, but right now that's our focus.
Okay. Are you guys using Power BIs or what
Yes.
technology? Gotcha.
Yeah,
Okay.
Power BI.
Gotcha. Okay. And then when you look into IT projects, and you listed out the three categories. So the first category is, legislatively. The second one is what your licensee population will communicate to you through surveys. And then the third one would be, staff, internal staff is. I'm sure budget's considered. Can you speak on
Yes,
that
of
process a
course.
little bit, or is that more something that goes over to the fiscal or the accounting department, and then they kind of, confirm what the budget is and
It's
if there's some money there?
yeah. We definitely put in the requests, our wish list items, but budget is definitely an integral part of planning projects for any state agency. It has to be approved in advance. There's a process, right? Which is the financial department is obviously involved, leadership is involved. Sometimes the state is involved too, the leaders at the state. So at different levels, budget is definitely considered. We have to keep that in mind.
Do you guys get together and so do you guys get together and meet about it? So sometimes what I hear is that the finance department, and then the leadership involved, and then the IT team, there's some knowledge there that has to be transferred, because sometimes when it's written down on a piece of paper or a project plan, it's kind of hard to understand. So do you guys ever get together and
Yeah,
meet?
definitely meet with our leadership just so they understand the scope and benefits of that project, right? Unless we explain it to them, sometimes they may not understand what would be the high long-term benefit of it.
Yeah,
So
that makes sense.
justifying a project is integral part of the process. Same way with the staff. Sometimes the staff has to come and explain to IT staff, okay, this is why we want this. So this is the implication of it. And then it goes up the chain. We understand it, and then we have to put it to leadership, and then they have to understand it. So it's a lot of communication and collaboration.
Gotcha. And then at what point in the project are you guys identifying, who are the subject matter experts or who are the point person? And then do you have staff that are, project managers or how is that
No.
identified?
Yeah, our agency works a little differently. I don't know how others manage it, but we have a full-fledged in-house IT team. So we have a software development team. We have few software developers in-house. So the way we approach projects is when it comes to a project request, the software developers actually talk to the staff, understand their process, maybe view what they're doing, understand what it'll take to automate that process. So then they identify each department. So they get all the stakeholders together so that each department understands what their vision is and how it would impact the other people in the agency, because it's all so correlated, right?
Mm-hmm.
One department may not understand the change that they're making and what impact that change would have on, say, finance or on licensing, or on investigators. So we do try and bring all the stakeholders together when discussing the requirements of a workflow process. I think that has helped us a lot. So that way, we have buy-in from all the departments. It's not after we roll out something, then somebody says, hey, this will not really work for us, right? So when we say subject matter experts, it's software developers identifying the subject matter experts in each department and then bringing them to a table and having discussions about, okay, this is the functionality and this is how we're trying to implement it, so that they all know what's coming and there's no shocks at the end of the cycle.
Yeah. Let me ask you, do you find, is change difficult for the agency? So, if you as the software development team say, you know, we've gotten this request from our licensee population, or, you know, hey, this has been mandated by legislation, we have to do this. Do you find implementing those changes are difficult sometimes, or do you find that agency staff there can be some roadblocks, or it can be challenging to implement those changes?
I think our staff in the agency have seen so many improvements over these years with all the automation. Their expectations are pretty high.
Yeah,
it's become part of an expectation now. Yes, when changes are mandated, you know, those mandated changes that come, those are mandated. So really, we have to do it the best way possible without too much pain for the staff. Those changes, I think, it's a little difficult to accept sometimes, but that has to be done. There are no options there. Mm-hmm. And then the changes that come from licensees, I think because as an agency, we are so customer focused, make sure our licensees have a good experience, or the general Arizona public have a good experience. I think that they understand that. The staff understands that. And so they're open to those changes. We don't have issues where, you know, they're assisting the change. So long as they are, and that's why I think it's important to involve them right from the beginning. If things have been already implemented and then you go and tell them with something which is going to change in their process, they may not accept it so well. But we make sure to bring everybody to the table right at the outset, right from the, you know, the conception of the project even.
Gotcha. Then I'm assuming on the tail end of the project, your team is providing training for those end users, or, you know, how would you utilize this once it's fully implemented?
Yes. So we start involving them right from the UAT stage. So as the software team has tested some of the changes that have come, and once we figure out, okay, this is working as per our requirement and most of all the expectations are met, then we bring in the team from the respective departments, the subject matter experts, and ask them to use it for a while on UAT, test it out for us. So that way, when it goes to production, they're already aware of what the changes are and how it's going to impact them, what workarounds they need.
Gotcha. Okay, can you speak on, is there from a high level, is there a project management methodology that you guys use at your agency, or
it depends on the project.
Okay.
So for GL related projects or anything that changes that we're making in collaboration with the GL staff, we pretty much rely on the waterfall methodology. We get the requirements up front, make sure everybody is on board with the requirements, they all agree, there's consensus, and then we hand it over to the GL team for design and development and testing. And once it's tested, at that stage, we do include the subject matter experts so they get to see. But we prefer this methodology because I think it's so much more structured and there are well-defined goals. It helps our staff to kind of think about, okay, what are the things that they're really looking for? What is the end goal? And there is less scope creep and feature overloads in this method. So for GL-related projects, we always use the waterfall methodology. But for some other projects like the dashboards, where there's so much client input, right? Mm-hmm. Like client, there's so much more client interfacing there. It's so much dependent on what the client wants. In those, we are using Agile.
Gotcha.
Or a hybrid. But yeah, it depends on the, mostly for us, it depends on the project, what type of project we're doing and what the needs are.
Well, I would think because, you know, you guys are taking on that project internally and you guys kind of have the ability and freedom to, you know, get an understanding of what the users are looking for with the dashboards, for example, and then you develop something and then they'll give your feedback and then you'll say, okay, we can make this tweak, we can make that tweak. So that definitely makes sense.
Also the audience, right? Dashboard that we are working on, the audience is the decision makers in the agency.
Yes. Yeah, definitely.
And they have, you know, when as it goes, their needs evolve. Like, oh, this is nice, but I would like to have this as well. So, yeah, we definitely use both methodologies.
Do you see, is there a preference over one or the other? Or you've kind of spoken on a little bit, but some of the benefits
for
from one to the
anything
other.
Anything GL-related, where we are talking to our staff, understanding their processes, we've had more success with the waterfall. Just because of the two features I said, scope creep. Otherwise, you know, there'll just be so much scope creep. The timeline for the project will just extend. And then shifting priorities, right? Because of the nature of where we are as an agency, there's always shifting priorities. So in order to make sure all that doesn't happen, we try to do waterfall there. And we've had more success with waterfall. That way, even with, you know, even here in this process, they know, okay, this is the time we need commitment from our staff in terms of time and resources for testing and for requirements definition. And I think they're able to do that with waterfall because it's only in like in the beginning and in, during testing, right? We're not going back to them all the time. That seems to make a difference to them. They're willing to give that commitment of time if they know, okay, it's only at the outset and almost at the end.
Okay. What are some, can you speak on some just general roadblocks that you see to project completion or project success?
Incomplete requirements, I think.
Incomplete
requirements is the most common roadblock. The staff sometimes cannot articulate what their processes are. They're not able to articulate enough. They may not be technically savvy to have a vision of how it should work, right? Or they may not be able to relay that vision to us. So the requirement, we make sure we spend a lot of time in that phase to make sure all we have understood their requirements, documented it, verified it. Then the second roadblock is shifting priorities. You know, something comes down the line and we're working on it, and then something else, then we have to work on something else. So I think that's just the nature of where we are.
Okay. Well, let me ask you, project postmortems, is that something that you guys do? Do you believe them? Do you believe they're beneficial?
Absolutely. We definitely do that. We've been able to improve our own processes because of that, right? It's always a continuous learning process. So, we definitely see value in that, and we make sure we do that. It's easy to kind of skim over, but I think it has a lot of benefit.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, and then one of my last questions is, it just, do you have any tips or tricks to support successful IT projects or some things that you may have implemented that other agencies, departments could benefit from?
Select the right people to be part of the project team, right? Yeah. As I mentioned, we have a different structure in our agency where we have a small group of developers in-house, and that has been a big reason for our success because the developers, especially with GL Suites, the developers are the ones who are gathering all the requirements, understanding the workflow processes, and then they are able to speak the language with the GL staff. They're able to put the request through in a manner that there's less rework or the expectations are met. So I think that has been, you know, getting the right people to be part of the project has been one of the, I think, the main factor. And then second is take the time to plan the project in detail. We see a lot of projects people just start the project. There's not enough time and energy gone into planning it in detail so that the rest of the steps goes well. Again, you know, I can't emphasize enough about requirements being well-defined. And then make adequate time for resources for testing. Generally, that's one, I think, place where people don't give enough time and resources and then causes production issues and project delays.
Gotcha. All right. Well, thanks for answering those questions. I really appreciate your feedback. And I think that will be helpful for other agencies and departments and just some of the success that you guys have had with IT projects.